Join Lindsay Kitchen for the New Look English Florist podcast, a fortnightly show about living the life of an event florist. This is Extra Snippings to fill your Sundays between the longer episodes. And today we rewind a bit over the last few weeks, joining Linz on her yoga retreat in warmer climes to learn what she feels yoga brings to her life and work. Before, in the last part of today's Extra Snippings, we arrive back in the UK to Linz's happy place, Penwood, with, of course, Maple, and some further personal thoughts about her time away.
It is Sunday, the 18th of September, and on Thursday I kiss goodbye to my husband, who flew home to England, and I met up with my yoga friends, who I've been practicing with some of them for nearly 18 years. People have joined along the way, and while we're a tidy, tight little band of eight yogis, and we're all in our 50s, mid to late 50s, I don't see them very often, actually. But when I do, it's always awesome. And I've just come down to the deck. We've got this beautiful outside yoga studio slash deck where we practice twice a day. I just came down a little bit early just to kind of have a little chat and have a moment on my own. I'm sitting in a olive grove. I mean, it's like an orchard, essentially. And occasionally the sheep wander by and they've got bells on their necks. And it's definitely the most beautiful idyllic spot I've ever practiced yoga. It really, truly is exquisitely beautiful. And I've come here and we gather and have done for the last 7 or 8 years, in October or September. Just go away for 5 days, probably not much more, and practice yoga together. And sometimes Lucy, our teacher, teaches half of the time, and then we invite another external yoga teacher to teach us for the other half of the time. But this week, Laura has been to the Ilias before, and so she's been twice last year and once earlier on in the spring this year, and had said how beautiful it was. And so we, I think it was six of us, have come together this time, and we've invited a couple of other people from England who other girls in the group knew. Claire, who has practiced with us occasionally in the past, and Lucinda has joined us this time. It's just a really special time, and I've been meaning to talk and explain what practicing yoga does to me, but you sort of get caught up in it all, really, in the stillness and in the kind of joyfulness. You kind of strip everything else away, and when I'm here, when I'm practicing yoga, I'm not a wife, I'm not a mother, and I'm not a florist. And usually I turn up in September utterly broken, because I've just had a whole summer behind me of relentless work. Whilst that's incredibly creative and joyful, it really does drain you. And I remember the first yoga retreat we went on in Morocco. I was utterly broken by the time I came here. But the beauty of this particular week is that I'd already had 2 weeks off. And so I came fully rested. And I've got the most out of any yoga retreat I've ever done. It definitely helps to be in a really beautiful, nurtured environment, and the food is vegan and utterly delicious. Honestly, every plateful of food that comes out from breakfast to supper looks like it should be in an Otto Lenghi cookbook. It's just so beautiful, lovingly prepared by the very beautiful Flora, who I've just bumped into as I walked here. She's flying home today to see her husband. And so there is a house with terraces and a pool. And then within the olive groves and pomegranate trees and fig trees and peach trees are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little houses. They call it the boys' house, the girls' house. And then there's one I can see just from the yoga setting, which is a little self-contained house which Claire is in, and the lighting obviously there is sort of, there isn't much external light, but it's very low light hanging from the olive trees to help you find your way. I don't know if you can hear that, but I can hear the sheep. Can you hear that? That's the sheep wandering somewhere in the field behind me on one of the terraces, because everything's terraced. Layers upon layers of olive groves. It's just so beautiful and peaceful. So, I sort of strip away, and I was saying to my husband, I feel my most calmest because you focus on yourself. And I think when you're a mother and you've got children and you've got so many responsibilities, it's really hard to focus on yourself and give you that time that we're all told that we need. And it is a real privilege to be able to come away and just strip all that away. If you think about an onion, you just peel away layer upon layer upon layer, and you end up with a core you. And I'm at that place at this moment in time. And yes, I phone my husband, we do a little FaceTime at the end of the day, but my yoga and my meditation, it just clears my head. It reminds me of all the core values and things that are important to me, who I am, all the sort of, you know, we're so self-critical, and it's about giving myself a little bit of love, and we are all worth it. I'm able to kind of recharge my inner battery of Lynn's and replenish it and go home calmer, stiller, and I have so much more to give for the next quarter of my year, because obviously we're in autumn now, and we'll be going into, I've got more weddings. I've got quite a few in October. I think I've got 3 in October and 2 or 3 in November, and 1 big one in December. But of course I've got all the autumn and the Christmas wreaths to make, and it's a pretty manic time, I have to say. And so I go restored. Hello, I'm just recording my podcast. Come on in. You're on. This is Charlotte, and Charlotte, this is Charlotte's house. This is Charlotte's place. Come sit with me. I'm just explaining what doing yoga does for me and going home. But for you, why do you do yoga, and why here, and why the yoga retreat?
It's a good question. It is a very beautiful place that we're in, and we're right in the middle of nature, surrounded by olive trees and fig trees and orange trees. And I love doing these retreats because it's a time when you can have a few days to reconnect with your mind and your body and reset, and perhaps often sort of wonder about how your life is going and whether you should slow down or perhaps do things in a different way.
You check in with yourself, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's absolutely exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I mean, you probably see different people come, but we often, as a group, we all know each other intimately. But then, obviously, there are a couple of ladies that have joined this group, and you just see them, they almost flourish in the safety of women, of womanhood as well.
That's exactly right. And it's just in the first, you know, 4 or 5 days, you feel like you've known each other forever, because you are all really sharing quite a lot about how you live your life, and you know how you feel about the age you are and as a woman, and so it's very deep, actually.
I think
it's rather wonderful.
And Vivi is our yoga teacher for this week. She's just phenomenal. We were just saying last night oh my gosh.
Yeah, she is.
She's absolutely beautiful. She's got so much to give. And the goddess, what's her name? Dumavati. We've been talking about Dumavati, who is she's a Hindu goddess, I think.
She is, yeah.
But it's the fact that she is old and haggard, and we've been focusing on being old and what that sort of means to us.
Yeah.
As women.
Yes.
Hi, Gemma. We're just recording for the podcast. Come, join. How are you?
No, I'm okay, thank you.
Good. Right, I'm going to turn this off now and save that for later. 2 hours later, I'm just walking back through the olive groves. The girls are already ahead of me for breakfast. And I will come back in a little while and talk about what yoga does. But I have to tell you, this morning I felt like a 93-year-old. Really achy, really stiff. And now I feel like I've been well oiled with a bit of WD-40. And that's the pool that you can hear as I'm walking past. I'm walking past huge, great rosemary bushes. The sun is up. It's a blue sky. And I'm just looking over the Mediterranean. And it is gorgeous. Oh, vitamin D and vitamin C. Today, we are going swimming in the sea. But I'm going to get myself some brekkie. Listen to all those. These are all bees. Can you hear them? There's so much lavender and it's literally pouring over the terrace, dripping down onto the step. And this rosemary is alive with honeybees. And yeah, I think I might have some honey on my toast.
Come on, puppy.
Well, as you can tell, this isn't... I've got Maple with me and this is not the Mani Peninsula in Greece. I'm back in Penwood and it is Wednesday evening. I think it's gone 6 o'clock. Yes, it's 6:40. I've got layers on, jeans, Dr. Martin boots, shirt, tank top and gilet. I'm still a bit cool. We flew home yesterday. It's a whole day's worth of travelling. We left Ilias at 9:30 after breakfast. I was ready to come home, actually. It's always sad, isn't it, when you leave such a beautiful place. When you go, you know, I've been away for 20 days or something. But I was ready to come home and pick up the reins and carry on working. Maple was delighted to see me. Absolutely delighted to see me. So this is our second walk today. I've just been, I did some flowers, and believe it or not, I actually had a 10 o'clock yoga class today. I'm back with the girls and one of my group who couldn't come. And I, it's funny, isn't it? Because we all felt really stiff and sore. I thought maybe it was the cold, damp, but we really have worked quite hard. And I think it's fair to say, we're not getting any younger. And it's absolutely fine to feel a bit stiff. I think one of the big takeaways of this particular yoga retreat was that Vivi, who was our teacher, who's, I'd say, beautiful mid-50-year-old woman and has dedicated her life to teaching yoga, Vivi made it her business to talk about a goddess. And we think of goddess Athena and, oh, there's all sorts of goddesses, particularly in Hinduism, Buddhism, in sort of yogic teachings. But she chose a goddess called Dumavati, who I mentioned earlier when I was still in Greece. And she is an old goddess. And she's lost all her beauty. And her skin is kind of withered and hanging. And she doesn't have any kind of sort of physical beautiful attributes anymore. She's in rags, and yet she, all of the things that we kind of value in modern day society that we think is important, you know, staying beautiful, maintaining your youthfulness, all of those things have gone. And yet she's very centered and grounded and happy with who she is. And I think to begin with, people thought, what the hell is Vivi talking about? But you came to appreciate the value of aging and being grateful for having that wisdom that you gather over a lifetime. And you come to realise that it's the superficial things. Whilst it's always lovely if you manage to hang on to your youthfulness and you're still looking pretty trim and lovely in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. But then I think what it taught me was not to be afraid of getting old, because you gather so much wisdom along the way. You learn so much about life. you know, it's a lifelong education, and that we can't stay young forever. And the young don't know everything. They have youth and health and vitality on their side, whilst ours is fading. But there's something really beautiful in later life. And it's funny, really, because I've come home and it's properly autumn. It's still quite green here at Penwood, but the ferns are all crisping up and going golden. And there's a real beauty in autumn. There's a real colourful, spectacular departure as we fade into winter. And I think that's what I'm beginning to appreciate as a human being, as a woman who's, some might say, past her best. I beg to differ. I think I've got loads still to give. And as you can tell, going away for 5 days with my yoga friends, I'm investing in me, investing in my mental health, and taking time for me, replenishing that cup. So when I returned home yesterday, my cup of enthusiasm for life is full to overflowing. And I think that's really important. And I don't think we do it enough. And there are times when you think you're not worthy of it. And I'm very mindful that it's such a privilege that a lot of people don't get that luxury. So it's making that luxury however you can. Whether it's just taking a lovely walk every day, I don't know, going to the gym, or going for a bike ride, or just sitting still and meditating. I do all of those things, and they are really good for my soul. So as I'm here in the evening chill of Berkshire and Penwood with my dog, that I love very much, hooning around like a lunatic, I feel very content. And I've got some work this weekend, so I need to go home actually, cook some supper, and plan the flower order that should be coming in on Friday. And I've got to work all day Saturday. That's fine. Because my first job actually is just doing some flowers to decorate a venue that I work at. I'm on their preferred suppliers list, and whilst I don't pay a commission to be on that, I do invest in decorating their venue so that their prospective couples can come along and have a look-see, and hopefully they might like my flowers. And so it's a bit of a free reign. There's a brief, but the rest of it is down to me, so I'm able to just interpret that brief as I see fit. And that's a really lovely creative thing to do. So I've got that to look forward to. And then next weekend I have a very big wedding. I think I've got 5 florists working with me on the Saturday. I'll not lie, I'm not sitting here completely horizontal chilled. I am a little bit, there's lots to do and plan still. And actually I'm quite chilled about it all. In the big scheme of things, it's fine. I can do it. Got the staff. And it's what I do, isn't it? And I think that's the beauty. Taking time out. Topping up that cup of self-care. Valuing what you do. And so yes, I just wanted to finish off that little chat with the very lovely Charlotte, who was our host, who has the most beautiful space out there and is incredibly generous. I really hope we go back one day. She's so lovely, was she, that we actually invited her to become part of our yoga group, sort of by proxy. So she says she's going to come and join we normally practice at 8:30 on a Wednesday. That'll be like 10:30 over in Greece. So whilst she's still in Greece, she's going to come and join us by Zoom. And hopefully when she comes back to the UK for Christmas, she'll join us in person for a workshop that might sort of afterwards go on and be a Christmas lunch. So it's really lovely to meet like-minded people. And I also had the most glorious message today from Vivi, our yoga teacher. And I sort of took the time to reply and thank her for her graciousness and her absolute pearls of wisdom that she shared with us. And I think everyone thinks yoga, not everyone, but a lot of people kind of associate yoga with being really all that vinyasa flow, very energetic, and it can be gentle. And just because it's gentle doesn't mean to say it's not doing you good. Some of the more aggressive, fast-paced yoga practice I find is more detrimental. Certainly when you get older, I've hurt my shoulder and the slower, more steady, considered yoga is just as powerful. And as you get older, certainly your bone density diminishes. And the one thing that hasn't happened as I've aged is because I am physically very strong, because of my yoga practice and the fact that I'm an event florist, means I've got bones of about a 20-year-old. I'm absolutely solid as a rock. I just ache a bit more. So I think we should all just stop and do a bit more navel gazing. Look inwards rather than always outwards. Don't worry what everyone else thinks. Check in with yourself and make sure that you're okay. And if you're not okay, allow yourself time to ponder on what it is that you need to do to look after yourself. However that is, just do it for you, because you're worth it. You really are. Speak soon.
The English Florist main show returns next week. Follow Lindsay on Instagram at the White Horse Flower.